Welcome once again to Dysfunctional Podcast. I am Jesus Figueroa at Dysfunctional of Dysfunctional.com. And today's podcast is going to be an interview I did with Dakota Gardner from the band Naked Walrus, which was part of Vans Warped Tour this year.
Yeah, how excited are you to be on the Vans Warped Tour?
I'm stoked. It's going to be a really good time. We can't wait to head out. We're getting everything ready right now. Like, we have a van and we're building out a bunk in the back and doing a whole job, you know?
Yeah, other than the Vans Warped Tour, you also have a Midwest tour?
Yeah, so we're going from... So we're doing the first 3 days of the Vans Warped Tour, and then from there, we're going to be going to Summerfest, which is in Wisconsin. It's a awesome festival. Like, Red Hot Chili Peppers are going to be headlining, and a bunch of other bands, like tons and tons of bands. So we're playing the first week of Summerfest, and then from there, we got to get home. So we're basically going down through Nashville and back through Texas and a bunch of other states that we've never been to before.
So I was just researching your Naked Walrus for this interview in particular, and I thought your sound was great. You know, what has inspired you guys to and your sound?
Well, you know, we have been playing music together for about 6 years, and with that, we kind of have been really, you know, trying to figure out a sound, trying to kind of develop a story. And, I mean, and trying is a weird word. I mean, it's more so like we have been developing into the sound and story that we are as of right now. You know, we're really influenced by bands like, you know, Foo Fighters, Queens of the Stone Age. Like, we also enjoy, like, Cage the Elephant and Manchester Orchestra, you know, but a lot of alternative rock. And so when we first got together, that was what we wanted to create, was a rock band, you know, a band that that we would listen to. And so, you know, we really are just kind of a group of best friends that, you know, we all live together, we play music together, and we try and create a sound that really embodies that. And so, you know, with influence along with the music that, you know, I referenced earlier, it's kind of been like this developmental process of our relationship as individuals. You know, we've been through a couple of member switches, but like the guys that we have in our band currently are really the core element of like who's been with this project from the beginning. And so, yeah, like whether it's, you know, things that we're doing, we all work in the industry and we're all booking shows constantly, so we're influenced by tons of different artists around that, or just, you know, our daily jams, or, you know, music that we're listening to. We're into tons of different music, like whether it's R&B or hip-hop or, you know, rock and roll, obviously. So we're able to draw influence from all types of places.
You know, being on the Vans Warped Tour, you're going to be around many great bands that are getting a lot of notability right now. Who are you most interested in meeting or in going to see and support?
You know, like it's funny because the Warped Tour, it's not just a concert for any of us. You know, like we've been going since we were super young, and so we almost feel as if like going to the Warped Tour is like going to our family, like our community, right? And so I'm first of all most excited to go out and see all my family. You know, I've like everybody in our band has worked Warped Tour for a couple of years, you know, prior to this. And you know, so we know a lot of great people out there, so we're excited to see Kevin and all of these great people. As far as bands, like, there's so many good bands, it's hard to just name off just a couple. And you know, it spans from a bunch of different genres, like we're saying. But you know, I personally am really excited to see like Anti-Flag. I'm excited to see Hatebreed. I'm excited to see Gwar. I'm excited to see Goldfinger. I mean, the list goes on. I'm really stoked on the punk rock lineup that they've got out this summer. You know, that's the core of my being. I started out in that kind of area as far as my musical roots. And so I'm just stoked that, you know, the Addicts and TSOL and Anti-Flag, as I mentioned earlier, and a bunch of other really awesome punk bands are out there playing this summer.
There's really no bad bands in the Vans Warped Tour. Everybody's a definite must see for concerts. How did you guys fall into playing Vans Warped Tour, what's the process like to be accepted as one of the bands?
Well, I mean, all bands have different places as far as getting into something like a festival like Warped. For us personally, like, we're extremely DIY. Like, we don't have a record label, we don't have an agent, we don't have a manager. It's not to say that we don't want to develop a relationship with a team like that at some point soon, but at the same time, we're just like, we haven't needed it as of right now. And we've been able to kind of get along and figure out what we need to do as far as releasing music and performing live. So as far as getting on the Warped Tour for us, it has been a process of just working. I mean, all of us started playing in bands when we were really young. Along with that, we've worked concerts and, little by little, that's developed into working festivals. I personally work music festivals in a bunch of different capacities and was introduced to Kevin Lyman, the creator of the Warped Tour, a long time ago. And we just kind of, like, we got along. He hired me for, like, a long time. I worked in his office, and then we've just stayed friends over the years. And so, we got the opportunity to go out on Summerfest or perform at Summerfest in Wisconsin. And so I hit up Kevin kind of last minute and asked him if he would give us a couple of days so that we could get our way out there to Wisconsin, you know? And so, he hooked us up with these dates that we're playing. We're only playing 3 days. So we're going to be in Vegas, Salt Lake City, and Denver. But, we're stoked to be part of such an awesome lineup. We're always excited to be at the Warped Tour, at any point in our career. So whether it's now or, when we're gigantic Foo Fighters-sized rock band, we'll come back and rock the Warped Tour with Kevin Lyman because he's one of our best friends, you know?
Before show, what is your pre-show ritual? What do you do to pump yourself up for going up on stage?
I individually, I have to, first of all, get hydrated, which is a long process up to coming up to a show. I'm, like, kind of, like very L.A. and prissy about, like, the type of water that I drink and stuff like that. So, I drink alkaline water, and I have to have, like, 2 bottles before I'm, like, feeling, like, really ready to, conquer a really hot Warped Tour type show, you know? And then from there, it's just, like, for us, we do vocal warm-ups. So we'll kind of go through different things that are hard to explain in an interview format, to tell you the honest to God. And then, it's just kind of, like, telling the truth, like, the show is where I feel probably the most comfortable in my own skin. So when I get on stage, like, that's like getting home, you know, that's like being in a comfort space. And so not much more besides making sure that my body is in check so that I'm able to perform at the best capacity that I possibly can, you know?
So what are some of the songs that you must listen to from now, or songs that you just, always listen to before, concerts or before, just to do anything to relax you?
Yeah. That's kind of a tough question because we listen to a ton of music, like I was saying. I mean, me personally, I'm constantly trying to listen to, like, new releases and stuff like that. But there's also, like, old favorites. So, I mean, as of late, like, if I were to call out what I've been, like, going to a lot, like I had mentioned earlier, like I've been really into punk rock lately. I worked a festival recently with Glenn Danzig, and so I've been listening to the Misfits and the Clash and the Ramones and Black Flag, and so, like, really getting into that world, which is funny because, like, that's what I was listening to when I was like 15. So it's funny to go back and kind of review and I guess more re-listen to music like that. And then along with that, I think that, my bandmates as well would agree that, as of recent, there's been some releases from, the Black Keys, the Black Keys lead singer, Dan Harbach, his new album's really, really good. It's like this cool, folky mix Portugal the Man just released an album last week. It's great. We all are really jamming out on some of the songs on that. Royal Blood is like one of our favorite bands, and they're like, they just put out a new album that's really, really good. And then, like Curveball, but John Mayer's new album is like Insanity, and we're all pretty good fans, big fans of him. So yeah, that's kind of like, I would say the soundtrack in the van leading up to the show. You know, whatever's new on Spotify, that week. But then along with that, we're diving into punk rock. We're diving into, you know, like anything from Bill Withers and Otis Redding to Metallica and Pantera and Gorgoroth. You know, like we go off. We're about music.
So where can people find you on social media?
So it's pretty easy to find us, period. If you go to nakedwalrus.com, that has all of the specifics, like the nitty-gritty details. But along with that, you can find us on Facebook, just search Naked Walrus. If you go to Twitter, search Naked Walrus. If you go to Instagram, search Naked Walrus, and you'll find us pretty much like, if you go to Google and you type in our band name, we have like 15 pages of just Naked Walrus stuff, and you can go and dive into our past, and then we can all become friends, and we can create a future together. So that's what we hope will happen from here, you know?
Check out more of my stuff on dysfunctional.com. Check out more interviews here on audioboom.com/channel/dysfunctional or subscribe on iTunes. Follow me on social media at Dysfunctional on Twitter and Instagram, Dysfunctional LA on Facebook, or Dysfunctional on Snapchat.